This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The autopsy report for Elijah McClain has been changed to death by ketamine overdose after the coroner learned new information from the grand jury investigation. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Initially, the Adams County coroner called McClain's cause and manner of death undetermined after he was violently arrested and later died in 2019. At the time, that made it difficult for prosecutors to hold anyone accountable, they said. But after a statewide grand jury investigated McClain's death, the coroner changed her mind and altered the official document to death by ketamine after forcible restraint by police. The new autopsy still considers the manner of death to be undetermined. Three police officers and two paramedics face felony charges for McClain's death. They have an arraignment in November. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado taxpayers will be getting a second state refund check next spring. CPR's Megan Verlee explains why.
The simple answer is we've all been paying taxes, a lot of taxes, on our incomes and purchases. And there's a limit to how much of that money the state can hold on to each year. The rest has to go back to taxpayers. Tax collections have been so strong that lawmakers paid out refunds early. They sent checks for $750 to people last month. But there's still more surplus. Next year's refunds will range from $160 to around $500 for a single filer. The higher your income, the larger your check will be. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
In Denver, it's mostly clear and 80 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 77 degrees. This is CPR News.